Okay, very good. So that's easy enough. Then I was just wondering if you had to look at, you know, the Motorola part number and make sure you get the right one or anything along the lines of that. Oh, by the way, the other thing that I would need to pick up from what I was talking with Dakota is I don't think from the pictures or the description that the radio has one, so I would need to go out and buy a power cord, but I don't think that's going to break the bank either on it either. It's, you know, probably going to be relatively cheap. The thing is, I'll just have to get the, Thompson, you got to register basically to get the Motorola CPS software, and then I'll have to take a look at how to write the code plug for it. That'll be the hard part, but I think I'm probably going to end up doing it. I was kind of holding off a little bit because they were talking about layoffs at work, so I was like, well, I didn't want to end up on the unemployment line, but I'm going to probably see if I can get a little bit here and there, not break the bank or anything, and that may be one of the things I'll pick up here, get myself a DMR radio, that way I've got a little bit more power, and then that way I can be heard much better, you know, not have to deal with the frustration of having an HT with relatively low power and such. Well, anyways, yeah, get the talk to some more info about this. I'll do some more research here on the 7550 and how many channels and such it has, but I assume it's got as many as you need, so, and I probably wouldn't need all that many.
Hey, B1.
Hey, Lance. Hey, guys, I'm pulling up at the house here. Lance, I will catch up with you soon. RAT, I will catch up with you soon, and we'll talk soon. This is KARUH.